Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle and I'm back for another episode. I want to talk about electronics. Electronics is like one of the major things I always get questions about. Electronics and cooperation, I think, are the two main ones. Well, and punishments, but let's talk about electronics today. You know, I have a very different view on electronics, and you might have heard like some of the episodes I've spoken to people about electronics, clients, whatnot. My thought process on electronics is this. A, they're not going anywhere. There's no way that electronics are leaving this earth. So we have to deal with them. And just taking electronics away from your child isn't going to also take away the issues that exist around electronics. So I think one of the things that has become very apparent to me is that I will make connection more important than my child's electronics. If I make connection readily available for my child as much as I can, they will choose connection over electronics almost every single time. And if that is our goal, is to have connection, then we have to be constantly giving them opportunities to connect with us so that they can get outside of their electronics and into connection with us. So that's the kind of the overarching idea. Here are some things that I think are super important and that are helpful inside of that overarching idea. So one is you have to be the good model. Right? You have to model good electronic hygiene. Are you putting it away when your kids are around? Are you saying there's no electronics time for, you know, all of us at a certain hour? Are you prioritizing also connection with your kids and your family and your friends and your people around you over electronics? Like, what are you modeling to your child every single day around electronics? Because they're watching you. And they're watching your relationship with electronics. And if you want your kids to have a good relationship with electronics, then you'd better have a good relationship with electronics also. We can't expect them and take from them and say, you can't have this amazing thing that I'm spending all my time on and you're watching me, but I'm not going to let you do it. It's just not going to fly. Like I said, number two, offering opportunities for connection. Do you want to do special time? Do you want to hang? Do you want to go on a walk? Would you like to play cards with me? Do we want to do a puzzle? Hey, you come in their rooms and try to wrestle them. Do you use play? What are you doing to promote connection so it can pull them out of their electronic haze that they're in? I'm going to stop there for a second because I just want to say this one thing. None of us like electronics. Let's just say that. I'm not a proponent of electronics. I'm really not. Like, I don't like them any more than anyone else does. I don't want my kids droning out on them either. But it doesn't do us any good to take the electronics away and create this scarcity. And we'll talk about scarcity in a minute. Three, prioritize discussions on the pitfalls of overusage instead of restriction. So instead of just saying to my child, you can't have this app, or you can't be on past 8 o'clock, or you can't have it on the weekends, or we're only having it on the weekends, or all these restrictions, which as a caveat, yes, restrictions are okay. Only using restrictions and not also having conversations about the pitfalls of overusage is missing an opportunity for learning. And learning is discipline. This is what discipline is. Not consequences, not boundaries, not punishments. Discipline is to teach. And so we want to teach them what it's like to use electronics too much. How do you feel when you use electronics too much? How much is too much? How many hours do you think per day? Have you seen this study on X, Y, and Z? If they're old enough to have electronics in a meaningful way, they're old enough to have a discussion around the pitfalls of using too much electronics. Do we know what it does to our brains? What other things are you doing besides your electronics? Are you only doing your electronics? What are you talking to your child about? Or are you just saying, sorry, you can't use it on the weekend or you can't use it during the week? That's not good enough. We have to do better than that.
Time for a short break to acknowledge our sponsors. Because of them, you're able to enjoy this podcast without paying a dime. My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Let's dive back in.
We have to also teach, number four, safety around electronics. You're talking to somebody online. Are you giving them your name? Do you think that's a good idea? Should you use a fake name online? Do you tell people where you live? Do you tell them what city you're in? Do you tell them what street you're on? Are you on camera? Do you have your name on your shirt? Do you have your team name? Do you have the city name? Do you have the school name? Is that dangerous? Are the people you're talking to, are they adults? Are they children? Do they say they're children but could be adults? Do you know that this is true? What do you know about the internet? What do you know about these people you're playing these games with online? Are we having conversations about what is out there? We had to have a huge conversation. I'd have a huge conversation with my girls about TikTok. They think TikTok is like NBC News. And I was like, girls, TikTok is not the news. FYI, y'all. TikTok is TikTok. We can't take whatever is said on TikTok to be the truth. We have to find 3-4 sources to make sure that that is the truth. And often it isn't. And so really having discussions with your kids about what it's like to be online, what's safe, what isn't, what's true, what's not. And when we just restrict, sometimes we don't give opportunity for these conversations. We never want to take electronics away as a punishment or give them as a reward. Why? Because we're putting a huge importance on the electronic. We're saying, this thing is so important that when you're misbehaving, I'm going to take it away. Now we just create more desire for this thing. If you're good, I'm going to give it to you. Now we create more importance for this thing that shouldn't be so important in our life. It shouldn't be the thing we take and give as a punishment or a consequence or a reward because we're trying to motivate behavior or we're trying to inflict pain on our child by using this thing. We're really saying this thing has so much power. Plus, I don't believe in consequences and punishments and rewards, so nothing should be used as such. Most importantly, electronics. Number seven, never overlimit or be super restrictive around electronics because it will cause sneaky behavior. It will cause a child to lie. It will cause children to sneak around. You have to be a very delicate balance. You have to give them enough so that they feel like they have some control and say in and buy in. And maybe there's conversations around that. How much is too much? How much do you think you should have? What do you think you need? You know, what apps are you on? What apps are not appropriate? Can we get collaborative with these folks? Because they should be, you know, older. Hopefully, we're not giving the 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds electronics. Hopefully, we're holding off at least until they're able to discuss with us what's going on. You know, I think 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds really have some say around this. Like, what are they thinking? You know, if they're an 11-year-old with an iPad. Like, we have a lot of conversations to be had here. There's also parental locks on all kinds on our electronics. If you use, I don't know anything besides the Apple devices, but I know the Apple devices can be linked to our account and we can turn those things right off. So electronics can be a really scary thing, but they can also be an opportunity to teach our children a lot about the internet, a lot about themselves. And it can be really a way to open up conversation too. Electronics aren't going anywhere, guys. We would all agree that we'd rather see our kids outside playing. We would rather see our kids doing something connective than using their devices. Are we giving them those opportunities? Are we also getting off of our device? Are we modeling to them what that looks like, what a life without electronics looks and feels like? Control won't help us. It really won't. Control makes everything go haywire. So if you're over-controlling your child around electronics, you're creating something called desire because it's becoming scarce. And when things become scarce, they become more desirable. It's like, you know how it is. It's like you don't give the kid any sugar at all ever. And then they're over at the neighbor's trying to get the sugar. They're, you know, at the party eating three pieces of cake. They're totally indulging themselves because they haven't had enough experience with it. And so using control will create more desire for our children. And it creates this idea of scarcity. If we just restrict our children on electronics, we're missing opportunities for collaboration. We're missing opportunities for discussions. We're missing opportunities to also hear their feelings. Lots of them are going to say, no, I want it for 17 hours a day. I have to have it. And can we come in those moments and have empathy? I know you really want it. It's so hard to turn these things off. I get it too. And I can't turn mine off. Can we have empathy and understanding and building connection in those moments where they're really having a hard time? Listen, don't get confused. I'm not a proponent of electronics. I don't like them. I don't like them at all. And I don't like kids having them either. But I also am a very big realist. And I think it's not realistic to think you can shelter your child forever from electronics. By the time they're in middle school or early high school, everybody has a device. And sure, you could say, like, I'm not going to give my kids a device until they're 16. I don't know if that's feasible. I think that would really be damaging in a relationship. There's a way to have a child who has electronics, who knows how to use it properly, and who can be given guidance around that, and who you can work with together collaboratively to get to a mutual understanding of how you're going to navigate electronics in your life. It's a big deal. It creates a whole nother layer to parenting that none of us likes. So I hope these ideas are helpful to kind of guide you in making electronics part of your world, but not all of your world, giving them some control without giving them too much, having some restrictions without being too restrictive, and really thinking about this idea of scarcity and desire. Okay. Thanks for joining me on the Peace of Parenting podcast. I hope you liked this episode. If you did, like it and save it and forward it to your friends and leave a review or a rating wherever you listen to the podcast. I would so very much appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.